There's been endless defiance over the ban on flag raising, and people have gone to jail and are serving terms of up to 15 years for raising the flag, or even for just for being associated with the flag raising. I think discontent's been rising over the last 12 months or even 2 years, and I would expect quite a bit of defiance today.
Peter King is the convener of the West Papua Project at the Centre of Peace and Conflict Studies at Sydney University. In early 2006, 43 West Papuan asylum seekers arrived in Australia, fleeing persecution in their homeland. The two missing West Papuans, Eunice Wangai and his daughter Anike, were among the 43. When the Howard government granted the 43 Papuans refugee status, relations between Indonesia and Australia became strained. I asked Peter King what kind of impact the 43 refugees in Australia have had on the pro-independence movement in Papua.
There's some pride in the fact that such a large group did get out and made a political splash. I think there's considerable satisfaction about that in West Papua. And maybe there's disappointment now that the Indonesians are able to get them to trickle back, at least some of them. And it will always be seen as one option for getting international attention to arrange this kind of exodus.
It's been confirmed that Eunice and Anike have now left Australian shores by their own choice. The West Papuan community in Melbourne say that they were bribed and that the Indonesian government want the 43 refugees to return to Papua in order to show the world there are no human rights abuses there. Eunice and Anike are the second lot of refugees to return. Richard Rumbiak, a member of the Melbourne West Papua community.
So they want to bring the West Papuan 43 back to West Papuan, so show the world that West Papuan is nothing happened there. It's not a genocide, not the human rights abuses there anymore. That's why they try all the best with all money to bring a West Papuan who arrived here to return back home, so to show the world nothing going on.
Even though he accepts that Eunice and his daughter returned of their own volition, Rumbiak remains concerned about their safety in the future.
West Papuan activists and you go back home with support of Indonesia, they will let you stay for a year or 2 years, but after that, they will kill them. This is our experience, and I know they're really, really dangerous for them to go back home.
Dino Kusnadi is the spokesperson for the Indonesian embassy in Canberra. He says that the Indonesian government guarantees the returned refugees' safety in Papua.
Well, it is the responsibility of the government to protect each and every citizen of the Republic of Indonesia, including Papuans. Now, this goes to almost everyone in general. And specifically, of course, in these kinds of situations, we put special care so that the welfare of these people are our main concern. So, yes, we do guarantee on their return back to Indonesia.
An Amnesty International report in 2007 stated concerns about harassment of civilians by police, the military and other intelligence agencies in West Papua. It remains a crime to raise the Morning Star flag, sometimes incurring over 10 years of imprisonment. I asked Peter King whether the Australian government had a responsibility to investigate claims of Indonesian involvement in refugee repatriation.
Well, I think they should. I mean, I think because there's at least a suspicion that the Indonesians have applied undue pressure and have harassed. There's certainly anecdotal evidence that there's been some harassment of the refugees, particularly in Melbourne. And certainly immigration, our immigration people should be keeping an eye on this, and also the police.